word got out that Jesus was going to be passing through Jericho. All the reports about him had spread throughout Palestine. Talk about his unique and powerful teaching about the kingdom of God and its nearness, and of course his miracles. Some people were even claiming that he just might be the long-awaited Messiah. The crowd gathered along the roadside through town, and Zacchaeus, the tax collector, decided he also wouldn't mind catching a glimpse of Jesus. He had heard all the talk too, and was interested and curious, like anyone might be. The crowd was heavy along the road, and Zacchaeus was a short man. He couldn't see over them, so he climbed up into a sycamore tree. There in the tree, Zacchaeus was in position to see Jesus pass him by. But the gentle Savior did not pass him by. Jesus, that one before whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and no secrets are hid, stopped, looked up at Zacchaeus in the tree, and said, "Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree now, for today I must visit you in your house." Now, never in a million years did Zacchaeus dream of being addressed, spoken to personally by Jesus. Of course, the crowd that day in Jericho murmured when they witnessed all this, for they were appalled that Jesus had gone to stay in the home of a tax collector, a sinner. But murmur as they did, this account is like a master painting depicting the heart of Christ's ministry. For he said of himself, "The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." And that day in Jericho, the Good Shepherd found his sheep. In a few days, he was going to lay down his life for the sheep, including Zacchaeus, including you and me. Zacchaeus that day, who had over-collected taxes on behalf of the Roman conquerors, discovered that God in Jesus Christ cancels all debt. Debt that would be paid by Jesus himself on the hard wood of the cross.